I'm Council President Steve. Mayor Mullinex will be joining us shortly. So I'd like to establish a quorum of the council, please.
Karen Ward, here.
Greg Jones, present.
Kathy Egan, present.
Connor Parker, present.
And Stu Martinez is present. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And Mr. Parker, would you lead us?
Please stand, remove your hats. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And for the record, the mayor has joined us, and I'll turn it over to him.
Thank you, councilors. Item number four at this time is added agenda items. Are there any added agenda items, council staff?
Yeah, we've got two that are funding requests. One is the Cobart for, and that's going to be for the Frontier Heritage Park restroom. So we'll add that. And then also the second one is Lahine High School for the FBLA is going to go to the national competition back east. And that's $500. And I'd like to have them in under item 10 with the car club.
Okay.
That way we take all the ones that are looking for contributions and you can debate and talk and argue and bite and scratch. And then we have, and I don't know if he's here, is Glenn? Okay, Glenn's here. Glenn Costello requested to be on the agenda to talk about medical marijuana and the benefits of it, and city code enforcement, something about septic systems and city code enforcement. And so let's put him after we do our recognition of Mr. Conrad here. So after 11, put him in there. That way they don't have to stay here all night when we do the other things.
Okay.
Those are the three that I have.
Thank you. We're at item five, which is the consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments?
Mr. Mayor, I need to state a possible conflict of interest with the Midwest Garden.
So noted. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. It's approved. And at this time, we are under item number six, is public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Come up here?
Yes, please.
And have a seat? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
I'm not sure of your protocols. It's a little different than the city of Bend. So my name is Jody Barham. I'm a Bend City Councilor, and I'm a candidate for Deschutes County Commissioner. I just wanted to come tonight first to introduce myself to you as a candidate, remind you that the primary election is coming up, and folks have to mail in their ballots by Friday or hand-deliver them to a ballot drop site by next Tuesday. And then the second thing I wanted to mention to you this evening, and I brought some handouts. I'm not sure which.
Just hand them here.
Is that all right? Can I have you pass them? I made 9 copies. So as a candidate, I was invited to the Deschutes Soil and Water Conservation District meeting this week, and was surprised to learn that the vacancy for Zone 5, which is south of Bend, I've given you a copy of the current board directors. On the back is a map of the five zones for Deschutes County, and then the second page is the qualifications to become a district director. But when I went to the meeting, they said that this position had been vacant for 5 to 6 years, and that concerned me. It disheartened me. As you can see on the map, Zone 5 goes from the south, it actually includes part of South Bend, all the way down to the county line and then over east. And so I just wanted to encourage you as counselors, if you know of someone in the south part of the county that meets the qualifications of managing 10-acre parcel or larger, that you might consider encouraging them to be appointed to this vacancy. They wouldn't have to necessarily run for the office and be elected into it, because you can be appointed to finish out a term. So I just wanted to appeal to you tonight to please encourage someone from the South County, if you know of anyone, or let your community know that that voice has been missing for 5 to 6 years on that board. So that's all I had for this evening.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming, Kelsey.
Absolutely.
Are there any further public comments? Hearing none, I will proceed. At this time, it's item number 7, and that's If I Were Mayor contest presentation. And what I'd like to do is maybe take 5. And we'll proceed. The If I Were Mayor contest is a contest put together by the organization.